1390 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
The talk of ABC News, I'm Andy Field. Moody's Investor Service lowering its ratings outlook for the U.S. government from stable to negative. The ratings agency citing the increased threats of another partial government shutdown. All of that ahead of next week's meeting between the presidents of U.S. and China. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen today.
Our mutual desire, both China and the United States, is to create a level playing field and ongoing meaningful and mutually beneficial economic relations.
The Big Ten announcing it's found University of Michigan in violation of the conference's policies for conducting an in-person football scouting operation over years. ESPN senior college football writer Pete Thamel, Michigan's coach.
There still could be more huge news because it's unknown whether Jim Harbaugh will be on that sideline in state college, and that's going to ultimately be determined by a judge.
This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers sounds like he'll sign a bill to let local election clerks start counting absentee ballots the day before Election Day. That's one of several bills on voting the Assembly sent to his desk yesterday. Another bill would enact new rules for indefinitely confined voters. The Assembly also passed a number of proposed constitutional amendments. One would ban local governments from using private money to run elections. A man from Toma is going to federal prison for pretending to be a disabled veteran. A judge sentenced Jonathan Walker to up to 15 months yesterday. Walker never even served in the military, but since he claimed to be a disabled veteran, he won Defense Department contracts for his heating and air conditioning business. That includes a pair of contracts at Fort McCoy worth $2 million. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For the Talk of Green Bay WGBW News, I'm Pete Schwaba. A West Bend man who went missing has been found. Authorities issued a green alert for 30-year-old Anthony Michael Weary, who went missing Thursday night. He was located in Washington County and is safe. The Green Bay City Council has passed a $132 million budget proposal for 2024. That's a 6.8% increase over last year. Part of the package calls for more police, a rental inspection position, and new positions within the Department of Public Works. Dozens of activists came together in Alloway to protest prison conditions. The protesters gathered outside the Green Bay Correctional Institution Thursday night, hoping to create change for inmates and employees of the prison. They are calling conditions in the GBCI inhumane. The facility has been under lockdown and with movement restrictions in place since early summer. It's been reported the inmates have been confined to their cells, shower once a week, and don't receive medical attention, in some cases for cancer treatment. That's what you need to know. Pete Schwaba, 97.9 News.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Bucks lose in Indy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo scored an incredible 54 points, and yet Milwaukee lost to the Pacers. The final, the Pacers 126, the Bucks 124. Adrian Griffin on watching Giannis at work, shooting 1 point shy of his career high of 55.
You know, it's just awesome to see someone with his length, his size, his footwork. He's going to go down as one of the greatest players to ever play this game.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers have 3 games left in the season, next week against Nebraska, followed by Minnesota, and tomorrow they host Northwestern. Badgers safety, Hunter Wohler.
You know, with the talent we have in the locker room, we haven't been good on Saturdays.
The Packers head to Pittsburgh to face the Steelers. Mike Tomlin has been the Steelers' head coach since 2007, a year longer than Matt LaFleur has been in the NFL.
I don't think he's ever had a losing season, which is incredible. He's the model of consistency in this league.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast skies tonight with lows around 30. Northwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. High at 44. Tomorrow, cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Lows around 35. Tomorrow night, slight chance for scattered showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 37.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of